want to say hi. A few more people have joined while you were talking. We're just taking a couple of celebrations, questions, insights. But I wanted to stick with you just for a minute longer.
Sure.
If you could tell me more what you meant when you said, what I found is that it's arrogance. It's
well, I had mentioned this other person on the, you know, that when I see his posts on Facebook, I have the same energy comes up in me that's not alike. You know, it's not alike. And that, you know, and yet I like the person. And that's kind of where that, you know, where that rose up. I'm not exactly sure where it comes from. I mean, other than myself, you know, I mean, it's something that's, you know, what the script is there. I'm not really sure where that comes from.
The main thing I wanted to just find, hear what you were thinking about that. And I think I just, as we find these things, I'm hoping that what I don't want is for people to find their part or this part that comes from their thinking and then use that in any way to shame or beat themselves
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about the work, and you'll probably hear me say this more than once, that has just been the hugest thing for me compared to other approaches I took in the past, are that the thoughts that we come to believe are so innocent. They're just, you know, something that often got started when we were really little. And it's, you know, I need to know what's going on here. You know, that feeling of superiority or control or ability to manipulate a situation is not what we call manipulative in a malicious way. It's
mm-hmm.
just we're believing the thought. I need to be the one who sort of knows what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in some ways where that arrogance comes from. It's
mm-hmm.
just so innocent that, oh, in order to be liked or cared for, I have to do the right thing. I have to figure out what's going on here. Therefore, I'm the one who's going to be right, you know. So when
right.
you find that term arrogance or manipulation, just don't use it to beat yourself up. And the thing that's helped me so much, and if people can write this down, if you find yourself beating yourself up when you see your part, ask this question, what would I have had to be believing to have shown up that way? What was I believing in the moment that I showed up as arrogant or as thinking I knew better than him? So, and then you can find all the way back to, well, you know, whatever you were believing, it was like an event or a happening. It isn't something you chose to believe. It's just neural networks firing, and it's very innocent. But as long as you're believing it, you couldn't have acted any other way. But then you can go in and question that belief
mm-hmm.
so that it's not driving the bus anymore. Okay, so I'm going to put everybody on lecture now rather than interactive. So that will mute you again, Pam, and then everybody will have to raise their hand from here on out if you
okay.
want to say something. Thank you. All right. Thanks, everybody. Did anybody else have a celebration, a shift, or an insight, or a question that's come up for you since our last call a couple weeks ago? Just press star 2 to raise your hand if there's anything you wanted to say. Well, this is good because I feel ready actually to go into our little meditation to get us started. And then I'm going to read something. We'll just go from our silence into me reading another quote from Byron Katie's book, Loving What Is, that relates to our topic today of the four questions, the actual inquiry. So take a minute and close your eyes. Mm. There's nothing to do. You don't need to breathe. Notice the part of you that is the effortless noticing. The part that's watching you being breathed. And notice the thoughts that say, I have to do something. You have to be different. Thoughts that something else has to be different. The way Sean is talking. Somebody else in my life today, the weather. The things that are pressuring me that I need to do besides this call. What does your mind tell you? Something else could be better than this. Something else should be happening. And then just notice your feet on the floor, your seat in the chair, your back against the chair, or if you're lying down, your whole self supported by the bed or the floor. Let it be enough. Enough to be breathed, to be thought. Let those thoughts have their life. Just there they are. To be supported. And then put your attention on something, your breath. The light, the sounds, and see for just a moment if you can have a first generation thought about that, a thought that just names it with no story. Breath, hair, fingers. Noticing, and then notice where your mind wants to go into a story. Hair is tangled. Hair needs to be brushed. Stay with that, looking at first generation naming, and then notice your mind breaking into a story. Let's come back to more first generation noticing. And you realize life actually is okay. Everything can be as it is without our stories. And even with our stories, it's still just as it is. It's like something else is driving life. Our stories are sometimes yelling at us like a backseat driver, but they're not the ones that have much to do with the unfolding. So let them be, and we'll go forward and give them a little help so they can relax into that noticing. So the thing we do when we notice those thoughts and we want to bring them back to the effortless noticing of what is called inquiry. I'm going to read this quote from page 9 of Byron Katie's book, Loving What Is. I use the word inquiry as synonymous with the work. To inquire or to investigate is to put a thought or a story up against the four questions and turn around. Inquiry is a way to end confusion and to experience internal peace, even in a world of apparent chaos. Above all else, inquiry is about realizing that all the answers we ever need are always available inside us. Inquiry is more than a technique. It brings to life from deep within us an innate aspect of our being. When practiced for a while, inquiry takes on its own life within us. It appears whenever thoughts appear, as their balance and mate. This internal partnership leaves you free to live as a kind, fluid, fearless, amused listener, a student of yourself, and a friend who can be trusted not to resent, criticize, or hold a grudge. Eventually, realization is experienced automatically as a way of life. Peace and joy naturally, inevitably, and irreversibly make their way into every corner of your mind, into every relationship and experience. The process is so subtle. And you may not even have any conscious awareness of it. You may only know that you used to hurt, and now you don't. Sorry about my voice. I got so choked up again. Something about this class really opens my heart. And I want you to know that choking up isn't sadness. It's just gratitude, because I feel like that's what's happened with me, that subtle taking over, taking care of me without me having to work hard at it. So if you have any takeaways or ahas from the meditation or that reading, feel free to raise your hand and share them. Otherwise, I'll just stay silent for a minute.
I just wanted to add, I wasn't going to raise my hand, but I'll say, Sean, that it's really palpable, your heart opening, and when you talked about the gratitude and feeling your emotion coming through, it's the energy of what I experience and what I think is coming through in that moment is so beautiful. It's amazing. I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been at events where Katie has just gotten up there and looked out at the audience and just cried for like 10 minutes. And I think I'm kind of getting that, what that was about. It's just like I feel so much love for all of you, even like on the Facebook site and everything. It just, in my heart is so open. And everybody's shares with me. It's so, you know, I know we've all had these experiences where your stories of separation from others drop away. And just, I think what happens and what's happening for me and other people doing this work is you have to keep raising your intimacy ceiling, where you become willing to hold more and more love, more than you ever thought you could.
Yeah. Yeah.